Now in our Dream Team interview, he's going to head over to Richmond High School and talk with Richmond boys basketball coach Kevin Germain. The Spartans win both the conference and the district championship this year. And Kevin, let's talk about your two Dream Team players. First of all, senior Deontay Marquez. I know he's been a big part of your program the last 4 years. Talk about Deontay.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd like to just thank you guys for recognizing these athletes. And I know you guys do a lot of work every year for them, and it's nice to get them, for them to get the recognition. As far as Deontay goes, you know, it's there's not enough good things to say about him. I came here 4 years ago, and Deontay was an incoming freshman at that time. We knew he was very talented at that time. He put in some minutes his freshman year, and you know, starting his sophomore year, he started starting full time for us, and kind of, you know, been our team leader junior, senior year. He kind of shared that role his sophomore year, and just every year he's just progressively gotten better in every asset of the game, you know, not just the fundamentals, but becoming a leader, becoming a vocal leader, just everything that we've asked him, he's just progressively improved. And this year it really paid off for him. Just had a phenomenal year. You know, he averaged around 19, a little over 19 points per game, hit 81 threes on the year, which is the most I've ever had of anyone I've coached, while shooting 40% from the three-point line. So that's just an incredible stat there. But also led us in assists, steals, was up in the top of the team in rebounds. You know, he was the kind of the player that we rely on that is kind of our one-man press break. A lot of teams don't press us just because of him. And, you know, the only time he comes out of games this year, last year, et cetera, was, you know, if he's in foul trouble or, you know, for very rarely if he needed a breather. But, you know, he just kind of put the team on his shoulders from the summer, kind of had some high expectations of himself and the team. And, you know, he definitely put those high expectations and went and chased them. And the end result was an absolutely phenomenal year for him and, you know, him helping lead our team to a really good season.
You know, last time I talked to you, we talked about Deontay. I know he's definitely got the ability to play basketball at the college level, but you also said he's a good track runner too. So any more definite plans for him for next year, or is that all still up in the air?
It's still up in the air right now. You know, something we're working on. Obviously, as a basketball coach, I would like to see him go on to the next level because I've just seen him improve every year, and I know that at the next level he would do the same. And I think it just at this point it's whatever situation works out best for him, and you know whatever works out for him, I'll be happy for him. But I'm definitely gonna see if we can get that basketball thing figured out.
Okay, your other Dream Team player, sophomore Keyshawn Elliott, and he had a big year for you too. Talk about Keyshawn.
Yeah, well, the first thing you think of with Keyshawn is just a phenomenal athlete. Just the way he's built, you just don't see many like him around here and anywhere. Just the way he's built, he's very gifted. You know, the other thing about Keyshawn, he's a great student, very respectful kid. So he's kind of the whole package when it comes to what you want someone to act like and look like coming into a program. And, you know, obviously football is kind of his number one thing, but, you know, he's really bought into the basketball side of it. He's very passionate about the team, about getting better, about helping the team in whatever way he can. And, you know, this year just came in and, you know, kind of left off where he left off his freshman year. He ended his freshman year really strong, and this year he improved his points per game. He averaged around 11.5. Was our leading rebounder, was almost our leading assistant. He was right behind Deontay in assists, which is saying something since he plays primarily in the post. But, you know, just the kind of guy we rely to do everything, you know, guard post players, make plays offensively, defensively, guard the best post players, be an athlete and make things happen. And we're really happy with having him here. We're really happy with the improvements he made over last year, and we're excited for the future for him.
He was also a member of our KMZU football dream team, and I know he was an all-conference MRVC East quarterback, so he's the real deal athletically all the way around, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. You know, he's just, like I said, he just don't see many built like him. Like he looks like a senior when you look at him out on the floor. He just looks like he's built and been in the weight room for 4 years. But, you know, fortunately for us, he's a sophomore, and, you know, I think he's pretty motivated, and I think if he keeps working hard like I know he will, he's got some big things in his future.